This is a tribute to the late, great Bobby Darin, and there's been considerable discussion about whether Bobby Darin should be classified as a rock and roll singer, a Vegas nightclub performer, an interpreter of popular standards, or even a folk rocker. He was at one stage or another all of these. However, he suffered from poor health his entire life. He was very frail as an infant and, beginning at the age of 8, was stricken with recurring bouts of rheumatic fever, which left him with a seriously weakened heart, a problem that ultimately caused his premature death at the age of just 37. During his singing career, he sold millions of records and also went on to carve out a successful acting career. So let's now hear just some of the songs made famous by the late, great Bobby Darin.
Well, you're gonna miss me early in the morning one of these days. Oh, yeah. Well, you're gonna want me early in the morning when I'm away. Don't you know? Yes, you'll be sorry for the times I cried. You'll be sorry for the times I lied. Well, you're gonna miss me early in the morning one of these days. Oh, yeah. Artificial flowers. Artificial flowers. Flowers for ladies of fashion to wear. She made artificial flowers. You know those artificial flowers, fashioned from Annie's despair. When you see a gentleman be around a lady be buzzing, just count to ten, then count again. There's sure to be an even dozen. A multiplication. That's the name of the game. In each generation, they play the same.
Man answers your phone when I call. Oh, there's gonna be some screaming, that ain't all. Cause if I'm here calling you, then who's the who I'm talking to? Why, any fool I could see, that for sure, it ain't me. So if man answers your phone, then honey, we're through.
Every night I sit here by my window,
window,
staring at the lonely avenue,
avenue,
watching lovers holding hands and laughing,
laughing,
and thinking about the things we used to do.
Thinking of things
like a walk in the park,
things
like a kiss in the dark,
things
like a sailboat ride,
yeah, yeah.
What about the night we cried? Things like a lover's vow, things that we don't do now, thinking about the things we used to do.
Bobby Darin was born Walden Robert Casotto. It was May the 14th, 1936, in the Bronx in New York City. He was reared by his grandparents, who he thought were his parents. Darin's real mother became pregnant at age 16, and presumably because of the scandalous nature of such things in that era, the family hatched a plan to pass the baby off as his maternal grandparents' child. Darin's mother never revealed who the father of her child was, not even to Darin himself, who was reportedly devastated at learning the true circumstances of his birth. His maternal grandfather, Saverio Casotto, was of Italian descent, and his maternal grandmother, Vivian, was of colonial English and Danish ancestry and a former vaudeville singer. His mother, Vanina Casotto, was presented to him as his elder sister. He only learned of their actual relationship in 1968 when he was 32 years of age. Bobby Darin graduated from the prestigious Bronx High School of Science and then started college, but soon dropped out in order to play nightclubs around the city with a musical combo. Darin's career took off with a songwriting partnership formed in 1955 with fellow Bronx High School student Don Kirshner. As a member of the Brill-building gang of struggling songwriters, Darren was introduced to the singer Connie Francis, whom he helped to write several songs. And they developed a romantic interest of which her father did not approve. And the couple soon split up. Francis has said that not marrying Bobby Darren was the biggest mistake of her life. He later went on to marry the young up-and-coming actress Sandra Dee, and they had a son named Dodd. And Darren's career took off in 1958 when he recorded Splish Splash, a song that he co-wrote with radio DJ Murray Kaufman. How about I let Bobby himself tell you the story?
Hi, this is the musical story of Bobby Darren. Oh, that's me. The actual story, of course, doesn't have much to tell, except that I was born in New York, and that makes me a city kid. And I've been very lucky, and of course, that makes me happy. But the musical story, well, that starts back in 1958. April 10th of that year, in fact, and I walked into a record session with a song that I'd written, and a lot of hopes and a lot of dreams. Now, it wasn't the first record session I'd ever done, but it was the first time that I felt, well, maybe I could have a hit out of this particular date. The man upstairs was smiling at me that afternoon because, well, the song did become a hit. And, oh, by the way, the sounds you hear in the background are the actual pre-recording tune-ups and rehearsal of that record date. And now, the beginning.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath long about a Saturday night. Yeah. Rubbed up, just relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was all right. Well, I stepped out the tub and put my feet on the floor. I wrapped the towel around me and I opened the door. And in a splish splash, I jumped back in the bath. Well, how was I to know there was a party going on? There was a splishing and a splash, and reeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving, rocking and a rolling. Yeah, yeah! Bing bang, I saw the whole gang dancing on my living room rug. Yeah, flip flop, they was doing the bop. All the teens had the dancing bug. There was a lollipop with a Peggy Sue. Good golly, Miss Molly was a even there too. Well, a splish splash, I forgot about the bath. I went and put my dancing shoes on. Yeah, I was a rolling and a strolling, feeling with the feeling, moving and a groove. Splishing and a splashing, bam! Yeah, I was a splishing and a splashing. I was a rolling and a strolling. Yeah, I was a moving and a grooving. Woo! We was a reeling with the feeling. We was a rolling and a strolling, moving with the groove.
Then in 1959, Bobby Darren wrote and recorded Dream Lover, a ballad that became a multi-million seller. And with it came financial success and the ability to demand more creative control of his career. And so here's that song right now.
Come my way, a girl to hold in my arms and know the magic of her charms. 'Cause I want a girl to call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone. Dream lover, where are you? With a love so true, and the hand that I can hold, feel you near as I grow old. 'Cause I want a girl to call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone. Someday I'd
girl to call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone. Dream lover, until then I'll go to sleep and dream again. That's the only thing to do till all my lover's dreams come true. 'Cause I want a girl to call.
Pardon me for interrupting, but there's something I must explain. You see, the songs that you've just heard were all on single records. And sometime between Queen of the Hop and Dream Lover, I went in to record my first album. It was called That's All. And one of the things in the album was a song that changed my entire life. I'm not going to tell you which song it was, but I'll be singing it for as long as I live. So if you'll sharpen up your fingers, we'll begin.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear. And it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie, babe. And it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe. So there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. And someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10, old Mackie's back in town. Not to hear about Louis Miller, he disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie Heath spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Now Jimmy Diver, ho, ho, yes, Sugar Tawdry, Lottie Linya and Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, babe. Now that Maggie's back in town. I said Jenny Diver, whoa, Sookie Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Linya and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie is back.
You know, I still can't believe it, but that record went to the number one spot in the country. Now, nobody planned it that way. It just happened to happen. Well, I guess that goes to show you that accidents sometimes turn out for the best. And speaking of accidents, if you don't hurry up and turn this record over, I might run smack into the label. Would you pass me the Band-Aids, please? Thank you. Well, we turn from the number one song in the country to the number one track on this side. Most people know this song as La Mer, and in French, La Mer means the sea. Now, this particular record was released in January of 1960. And personally, if you don't mind my saying so, my French never sounded better.
Somewhere sea somewhere waiting for me. My lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere. Would fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond the star, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt my heart will lead me there soon. We'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go
Well, Bobby Darin travelled with Robert Kennedy and worked in that particular politician's 1968 presidential campaign. And he was with Kennedy the day that he travelled to Los Angeles on June the 4th, 1968, for the California primary. And he was at the Ambassador Hotel later that night when, sadly, Kennedy was assassinated. And this event, combined with learning about his true parentage, had a deep effect on Bobby Darin, and he spent most of the next year living in seclusion in a caravan. Returning to Los Angeles in 1969, Darin started Direction Records, putting out folk and protest music such as Simple Song of Freedom, which he wrote back in 1969. In January of 1971, he underwent his first heart surgery in an attempt to correct some of the heart damage he had lived with since childhood, where two artificial heart valves were implanted into his heart. He spent most of that year recovering from the surgery, and towards the end of his career he was often administered oxygen after his performances. And then in 1973, after failing to take antibiotics to protect his heart before a dental visit, Bobby Darin developed an overwhelming systemic infection called sepsis. This further weakened his body and affected one of his heart valves. On December 11, he checked himself into Cedars Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles for another round of open-heart surgery to repair the two artificial heart valves that he received back in January of 1971. And on the evening of December 19, a five-man surgical team worked for over 6 hours to repair his damaged heart. Bobby Darin died shortly after the surgery ended in the recovery room in the early hours of December 20, 1973, at the age of 37, without ever regaining consciousness. Kevin Spacey, along with Darin's son Dodd, produced a movie about Bobby Darin titled Beyond the Sea. It starred Spacey as Darren, with the actor using his own singing voice for the musical numbers. The film covers much of Darren's life and career, including his marriage to Sandra Dee, who was portrayed by Kate Bosworth. Spacey was nominated for the Golden Globe Award for Best Actor, Motion Picture Musical or Comedy, but the award that year went to Jamie Foxx for his portrayal of Darren's musical contemporary, Ray Charles. And so I let Bobby Darin himself finish today's tribute.
Hi, this is me again. And before we wrap up the side, I want to take this opportunity to say thank you for making this musical story possible. And also, I'd like to borrow a phrase from the magazines. Just about here in a story, they would say,